Now we will turn to 1 John, and our reading today is the entire first chapter of 1 John. It should sound familiar given that we've just read the first chapter of John's Gospel. John writes, "We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, time to get serious about John. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Who is John? He's the disciple Jesus loved. That's how John describes himself in John's Gospel. He might have a little bit of an ego problem, you think? He is either the beloved disciple or the disciple whom Jesus loved in John's Gospel. Who else is John? He has a brother. He has a father. Both of those are named in Scripture. Who are they? James and John, sons of Zebedee, also known as sons of thunder. The reasoning for that is unclear. It's a great thing for you to write your PhD in theology about because nobody knows the answer to that one. Where do James and John get to go with Jesus? When we read the stories, Transfiguration, they're on the mountaintop. Remember when Peter pulls his stunt about building tents? The other two guys there are James and John. The healing of the 12-year-old, yeah. So John shows up a lot. Now, we do attribute 5 books to John in Scripture. The Gospel, the 3 letters, the book of Revelation. There are some thoughts that Revelation is by a different John. We wouldn't know anything about that with several in the congregation, how that can be a common name sometimes. But I think as you heard today, John and 1 John hit on some of the same notes, don't they? What notes do they hit on? They use some imagery together. You guys know this. You should be able to do this in your sleep. In the beginning, the Word was there in the beginning. God is there in the beginning. Come on. And we'll continue. I'm going to make this real obvious. Yeah, I'm going to go to the lights. So there's light and there's? Right. Okay. And that's an ongoing theme we get, right? Now, I think the challenge I have with John is that I view John through the lens of the Gospels. And you have 3 Gospels that sound pretty similar. You have Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We call them the Synoptics. And they sort of tell the story the same way. And then you have John's Gospel. It's weird. So I kind of put John off to the side. But in prepping for this month's sermons, the 5 weeks we're going to spend on John's three letters, I realized what I was talking about with Catherine. John has an awful lot of books in the Bible. And I, at least, don't treat John like Moses. Moses has five books. John has five books. John Johnson thinks we ought to treat him better, too. It's a separate story. I don't treat what John says the way we treat what Moses says. And I started wondering why that was. It started bugging me. And so I think these passages are important for us to think about. There's 29 New Testament books, and John gets five of them. That's a chunk, right? Paul's the only one with more. He's got seven. But you got as many books in the Bible as Moses. You must have something to tell us about God, right? Those of you who are in the Wednesday morning group will hear pieces of the heresies we're going to talk about in John's gospel. It is important to John that the Word, that Jesus Christ, was there from the beginning. Significant that Jesus was always God. And then he's got this great light and dark imagery, right? What happens when I turn out the lights if we didn't have that big old stained glass window? Need more candles. How many of you think we'd have at least one of you on the floor as we tried to get out of here? Right? How many of you like wandering around in the dark? Let's go back to childhood for a moment. There's a couple of them. Go back to childhood for a moment. You're in bed, the lights are out, car goes by in the driveway, there's weird shadows through the window, right? Every noise sounds more ominous in the dark, right? Branches on the window. If you have ever heard a rabbit get caught by something, they scream. Cats in the kitchen. Right? Somehow, when it's dark, everything is a little stranger. What? Bobcat screaming all night. Well, you know, Monday, Thursday, we slam the door. Who jumps? When the lights are out and the door gets slammed, right? Tom, we're going to take that job away from you at one point just to make you jump. So things happen in the dark, right? We're also told not to walk down dark alleys, right? Things happen in the dark. Not good things happen in the dark. So when we say, when John says that Jesus is the light of the world that darkness cannot overcome, what does that mean to you? Comforting? Candle in the middle of the woods? Lights up a whole lot of space, right? If it's really dark, it doesn't take much light to make a difference. What else? What does it mean that Jesus is the light that darkness cannot overcome? Grew up at the end of a half-mile-long dead-end dirt road. Would you care to know how often the power went out? If it rained, if it thought about raining, if it was forecast. It was about like, you know, an Alabama forecast for snow. If it was somewhere on the 10-day forecast, the power went out. So, guess what? Can't do a lot of things when it's dark, can you? Can't do much in pure darkness. But just a little bit of light. Well, I mean, go back to childhood. How many of us have read with a flashlight under the covers? Right? Doesn't take much, right? It's amazing what we can do with a little light. Now, same point in time, when you have light, what comes with it? There's this unique thing about light. You get shadows. Right? And, you know, sometimes shadows are fun. We can play with shadow puppets, right? Sometimes shadows make you jump. Right? And sometimes we can spend our entire lives hidden in the shadows. Right? We talk about that. It's a regular metaphor we use for people who weren't quite as famous as the famous person. It's Olympic season, so we can say that's Ryan Lochte in the shadow of Michael Phelps. Shadows are kind of creepy, right? Light and darkness are funny things. We use them as metaphors in the rest of our lives, too. No need to go talking dark thoughts, right? What happens if you have dark thoughts? Sometimes you say something stupid, don't you? Or honest. Fine line between those two sometimes, right? There is something to this light and darkness stuff that John is putting together. If you read carefully the first chapter of John's gospel, it is a light that shines on everyone. And by the time we get to the letter, it is a light in which there is no darkness. Pure light. How many of you, this is apropos given the region's positioning for next year's eclipses, how many of you were ever told not to look directly at the sun? Right? You lose something when you look straight at a light bulb, right? Or the sun, or even a candle flame, or a fire. Light's hard to stare at. We're not designed to be around pure light. So how do we do it? If Jesus is the light of the world that shines on everyone, what does that mean? There's a great phrase in the African-American community right now that if you are slighting somebody, okay, Lenita's probably the only one who knows this. What are you doing? Can I throw some shade on you? Can I throw shade? Let me just throw shade on Lenita. A little bit of shade. Wow. It pervades our language, doesn't it? Who wants to live in the shadows? Has a negative connotation to it, doesn't it? What does it mean that Jesus Christ has no darkness within him? It's big stuff. This is big stuff for stuff that's simple enough that our kids get light and darkness. Right? This is big stuff. So, it's coming from a guy we overlook. He's got his self-inflated ego, the disciple that Jesus loved. You know, when he tells the Easter story, it's Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved racing to the tomb, and the disciple whom Jesus loved got there first. Can't you just say, I? Right? So we tend to throw shade on John, and we tend to forget who John is and what John has to share with us. John is one of the hand-picked disciples. Jesus is on the seashore. James and John are with their father Zebedee out in the boat. And he says, come follow me and I will make you. Now, I mean, we never use that story for anything in the church, do we? It's about James and John. When we tell the crucifixion narrative on Good Friday, at the foot of the cross, there is one disciple in the four encounters. There's one disciple, that humbly named disciple whom Jesus loves. And that is whom Jesus entrusts his mother to. When we read John, it's not just the philosopher type that we've been trained to recognize as the guy who talks in huge metaphor. It is the beloved disciple. What do you do with that? So when we read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, will we remember that it's written by a fisher of men who stood at the foot of the cross? As you read these books over the next couple weeks, I invite you to remember who John is when he talks about Jesus the Christ. And to God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.